Welcome, everyone, to another edition of Community in Depth. We are going in depth today with our friends from Metropolitan Council in regards to a study that's going to be taking place in this Hastings area. And we welcome to KDWA John Klebeck. He's the Assistant Manager in Wastewater Planning and Community Programs. And we also welcome Judy Sventek. She is here as the Manager of Water Resources. Really great to see both of you. Thank you so much for coming in today. So first of all, this conversation is stemming from the fact that Hastings Mayor Mary Fassbender and I were really intrigued by how wastewater comes and goes. We don't even think about it. And you two are here to say you're happy about that, aren't you? Yeah,
I'm sure. About wastewater.
Yeah.
We're very passionate. So
you're passionate
we're
about
to have
it.
An opportunity to talk about it.
Oh, because it doesn't happen every day, is that right?
Well, and people aren't that interested in it.
Well, I think they are, John. I think that people just don't really. It's one of those things that if things are going great, you don't think about it. Mm-hmm. And if they're not, it's kind of like the storms that just came through. We don't think about how great it is to have power until it goes out. So we don't really think about wastewater in Hastings. So what is the process right now for our wastewater in Hastings?
Yeah, there's a wastewater treatment plant. Metropolitan Council owns and operates it in the city of Hastings.
And it's down kind of by the railroad track of the bridge, right?
Yes, just east of the railroad track along the river. That plant was built by the city in 1955, and Metropolitan Council took ownership of it in 1970, I believe, and that was at a time when shortly after we were formed, actually it was the Metropolitan Waste Control Commission at the time, and we're regionalizing wastewater service to meet new requirements coming from the Clean Water Act. And so that plant's been in continuous operation since 1955, and it has a very good track record of protecting the environment and public health. It's been one of our best plants. I think it is actually in terms of the number of awards it's won for continuous meeting of our permit requirements.
Oh, wow. We should be celebrating that. Thank you for telling us that. Really?
Yes.
Yeah. Wonderful.
We're very proud of that and want to continue to provide that level of service to the city of Hastings. So that's our goal. We know that plant was nearing capacity and over the next 20 years or so. And so we were looking at alternatives, another site where we could make something a little bit larger to serve future needs. And that plan changed recently, which was the impetus for our discussion with Mayor Fassbender and the City Council recently.
So the secondary plant or whatever you were looking to build was kind of more east, is that correct? And kind of out by where the United Heroes League is that kind of the area?
That's correct, yeah.
Okay.
Along Ravenna Trail.
Yes, yeah. So you owned that and you've owned that piece of land for a long time.
For about 20 years.
Wow, okay.
Yeah, and so as part of our planning effort, which was begun a few years ago, and we started working with the city on plans to coordinate all of the infrastructure needs to get the wastewater from Hastings out to that new site, we were also doing environmental studies and cultural resources studies and discovered that that site has cultural significance. And so after further evaluation, found that we couldn't move forward with a wastewater plant there. And so it's really caused us to take a step back and look at a broader range of options.
So what kind of cultural difficulties did you run into or challenges?
There were a number of cultural sites located nearby along the river that are both historical and prehistorical. And so working with the local tribal government, we did some consultation there too to better understand that issue. And it really prevented us from finding a pathway to bring the wastewater from the treatment plant to the river.
So then you had to kind of pivot with your plans. So where do we stand now, or what is the new plan?
So right now we're taking a step back, and we've been in many, many discussions with City of Hastings staff on how best to move forward. We're looking at, from a regional perspective, which is the perspective that Met Council takes, how can we best serve Hastings as well as the Southeast Metro in the most cost-effective way and still provide reliable service and protect human health and the environment. So we are right now beginning a regional planning study, working with all the communities in the Southeast Metro, including Hastings, to look at what the needs are and to see what the best approach is to provide that service going forward. And there are also some short-term needs and coordination needed with the city of Hastings. And that's something that's been brought to our attention by the city, that there are these road reconstruction projects, including Highway 61 and County Road 46 and 47, which are happening over the next five-ish years. And that actually presents an opportunity to rebuild the sewer infrastructure. And so the city had plans to do some of that work. A lot of it is city infrastructure, but there will also be, as we're reconsidering how to provide service to Hastings, we're looking at some regional sewer and wastewater assets as well that follow those corridors. And so there will be some of that work done in coordination with the road projects.
So let's get back to the current plant we have now. When you said that it's serving us well, how long will it serve us well? Or is it kind of like anything that we have at our house? We're not sure when it's going to come to the end of its life. And another question, what does the end of its life look like?
The plant right now has some space constraints for long-range growth in Hastings.
Because it's kind of landlocked?
Yes. Okay. Yes. And it also has some condition issues where the equipment there is getting old. And so there are some upgrades that are needed just to keep it safe and reliable to provide service in the short term. And we have done forecasting for the city, looking out through 2050. And the plant has enough capacity to serve the city through 2050.
And when so you say capacity, is that because of growth of a city?
Yes. As the city grows, there's more wastewater generated, sure, and the flows increase gradually over time.
Okay.
And so we look at past trends in growth and what the future holds.
That's something that we work with the city closely on. We talk to them about their development plans, so we're aware of what they're projecting for growth for commercial industry and population over the next 20 plus years, and that's what we factor in to see if we have enough capacity to handle and serve all that, which we do through at least 2050.
I'm very impressed, though, if this was built in 1955, that it has lasted this long and there really is still capacity for almost 100, it'll be 100 years old almost, or it will be.
Yeah, it's a good point. And really, that's the way we try to continue to do wastewater planning, you know, and infrastructure planning. We're looking forward into the long-range future for future generations, really. We're planning for our children and our children's children, just like our ancestors did before us. And
right, but I mean, that was very forward-thinking, to have something located where it is and it's still going strong after all these years. Sure. That's great.
And we've done a lot of upgrades to the plant over the years to keep it where it's at, to keep it in compliance to that great permit compliance that we're at right now. You know, we've done things for that. And that is another reason we don't have the capacity on site, is we're seeing that there'll be a lot of new permit requirements that we won't have the capacity or the site space to build in the new treatment processes needed to meet those requirements.
Just to kind of clarify for our listeners, we are talking about wastewater, which is different. This plant is different than the three new proposed water treatment plants that also the city of Hastings, it's like top of mind for Hastings as well. So those are two separate issues.
Correct. Those are for drinking water.
Okay.
Maintaining that safe supply of drinking water for your drinking water needs. Wastewater is treating the waste coming from your homes and your businesses.
So how does it work right now? At that plant that is in, as you said, in the eastern part of Hastings, there's trucks coming and going. What's up with that?
Okay. Yeah, those trucks are part of the wastewater process, actually. And wastewater has liquids and solids in it. Number one and number two, I guess. And actually, just to divert for a second, we do have an exhibit at the State Fair this year.
Oh, please.
I guess if anybody is going to the State Fair, there's in the Eco Experience Building, we're going to have an exhibit that talks all about the wastewater treatment process. You can actually, there's a smell test station. So you can identify the different smells coming from wastewater.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, okay.
You brought nerds here. Yeah. So this is what you get. So
right now then there's the two different kinds of waste, and then the trucks come, and but what do they do?
So they're the solids that settle out in the tanks.
Okay.
You know, this is very general description.
That's all we need.
The liquids get cleaned, and the water gets cleaned and goes back into the river, and the solids and other stuff settles out.
Okay.
And
that's what the trucks take. Okay.
The trucks are hauling that off to get.
Where do they go?
Right now, those trucks are going to our Metro plant in St. Paul, which has large incineration facilities to deal with the.
Oh, so you burn it?
Solids. Yes.
I didn't know that. And then what? Are you turning it into something?
Well, we do actually have a turbine generator there where we are taking the heat from the incineration process,
burning so much,
making steam and running a turbine to generate electricity as well.
Wow.
And so, and as we look forward, and that's one of the components of this plan that we're initiating right now, is to look more holistically at resource recovery. And actually, we've rebranded our wastewater treatment plants to water resource recovery facilities, because we're trying to have a more sustainable future where we can better use our resources.
Well, let's talk about this study coming up. Judy, you said that this is something that there are many options that we can look at to somehow take over what our current plant is doing, but we don't have to worry about our treatment plant because it's supposedly going to be good until 2050. But if we don't plan, 2050 will be here and we have to make some plans for that.
Exactly. So we're starting a study. We've already started the behind the scenes things needed to get the study done, but it's really going to look at the Southeast Metro and all the needs of all of our current customers in the Southeast Metro to figure out the best way to serve all those communities
and
into
so
the future.
Who does that include, please?
Sure. So that's Hastings, Lakeville, Farmington, Elko, New Market, Empire. It includes them, as well as, I'm not going to be able to name all of them.
But it goes as far over as like Elko and New Market.
Yes, that's as far as it goes. So it's the current communities that currently go to Empire Wastewater Water Resource Recovery Facility. It includes Rosemount, and then it includes Hastings, and it will look at all the connections in between as we go out there.
So and who takes this study? Are we part of it? I mean, do we weigh in or no?
Sure. Yes, it will be a very public study. So our intent is to start having meetings with all the customer communities this fall to find out what their current needs are, their future needs are for wastewater service, and just kind of get that input ahead of time. Then we'll have some larger public meetings with all the communities together to help us know what the lay of the land is, so to speak, for how we need to plan for the future so that we can continue to serve and have the high quality service that we do for Hastings and those other communities now and continue that into the future. So they will be very involved with different parts of it and get to react to certain pieces of it. Before we do any construction projects, we always have public hearings to help get input on those as well.
You mentioned before we went on the air that there might be more than one way of looking at this.
Sure. So the end goal is to phase out the water resource recovery facility in Hastings and serve Hastings a different way. So we do know we'll be going west with the pipes and things that go west. So we'll be looking at that. So the possibilities that we know of that we'll be looking into potentially taking that wastewater to Empire underground. It will be in big, large pipes that it will flow through different methods, some gravity flows, some lift stations to help move it along. But it will get from the city of Hastings boundary.
Seems so far away.
Yeah, I know. It is.
It really does.
It's quite a few miles of piping that need to be put in place. But this is what we do. This is what we do in the whole metro area. We have, you know, 9 facilities throughout the metropolitan area where we are taking service from multiple communities to one facility the same way.
Everywhere. I guess we just don't know about it.
Yeah. So, yeah.
Which is good.
Yeah. Like we said at the beginning of this interview, people don't think about where it goes once you flush. So, and that's good because that means everything is happening and it's happening in a good way and there are not any issues with it. But so it could go to Empire, it could go to another, and there might be other options of new facilities we could build somewhere
along
the way.
Okay, tell us more about that. So is it based on capacity? I mean, how much is Empire a facility on its own right now? Like it's a much larger version of what we have in Hastings?
Maybe John can help me with how much currently Empire treats. I mean, it is larger than Hastings. Yeah, it serves more communities than just one right now. And it has a capacity built into it that can be expanded, is my understanding.
Okay.
So. Yeah, it's about 5 times the size of Hastings, wow. I think, in terms of the amount of wastewater that it handles on a daily basis. Right. That's roughly speaking. But it currently serves, see if I can get them all, Rosemount, Apple Valley, Lakeville, Farmington, Elko, Newmarket, the City of Empire. Yes.
So that is another opportunity, is that you might have to build something else.
And we also used to have a facility in Rosemount, so there's an option of maybe looking if there could be something built there to treat a different service area. It's in kind of a construction area up there. It might make sense to build something there. There might be some other location we haven't even thought of, but that's what the study will look into.
Okay. And so that study is not going to be quick.
We're anticipating the actual study will take like 2 to 3 years to complete. And that's just the study part. And then after that, then there'll be, you know, design of the different pieces of it and implementation, which takes some time, because any project where we have to like put more pipes in the ground requires discussions about land easements and things like that to get the pipes to where they need to go.
So will the pipes be underground and regular things can still happen above ground? I'm thinking like all the farmland or something. The farmers could still farm on top of this?
Yeah, generally speaking, I think pipes are compatible with farming. We would probably try to route them through public right-of-ways and things like that as much as possible.
That's what I can say. They'll go along current roadways, right-of-ways.
Oh, sure.
Like that.
Okay. Well, this is just very fascinating. And I'm so happy that I learned more about it. And we can share this with our listeners. And I know that you're going to do everything in your power to make it as convenient as possible for residents. How do you go about doing that to try to make it not a headache for them?
Sure. Well, there's a couple things. I mean, we'll put up a website for one thing so people can be informed about this throughout the process. That's something we're working on starting up right now. So there's that. We're already talking or thinking about some of these areas where we might have to build some infrastructure right now in order to keep the system working. So we need to talk to the landowners around that, and we'll post, just like we did when we were thinking of the new facility on Ravenna Trail. We had information that went out to all the residents around there that could potentially be impacted by that, and we sent out flyers. We have a public meeting. We have information for people to get involved and at least raise their concerns, as well as we'll, you know, try to do things along with current projects that are going on, so we're not, you know, ripping up infrastructure or roadways or things like that.
More than once,
yeah, so that we're reducing the amount of inconvenience.
And what will happen to that site that you own on Ravenna Trail?
We do not know exactly right now what will happen to it. For now, it's not going to be developed, but we're looking into the options for what could happen
to it. Okay. Gosh, it's great to meet both of you. Thank you so much.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
This was so interesting and something I really did not know a thing about. And I feel like you did a really great job of explaining it. So thank you so much.
Well, thank you.
Our guests today are John Klebeck, who is the assistant manager in wastewater planning and community programs. And we also want to thank Judy Sventek. She's the manager of water resources, and we're so grateful for their time and expertise. And you are listening to another edition of Community in Depth on AM 1460 and FM 97.7 KDWA in Hastings.